Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Momentarily, we'll talk with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. And for that first hour, I played it right at the top. But this Bob Casey ad saying he agrees with Trump on trade. Look, Casey is a do-nothing, father's name, the whole thing. But he knows how to get elected in a place like Pennsylvania. He's done it three times. And he's sensing what's happening here, that he's got to try to move toward Trump. And he's sensing Harris telling people this is just a sales tax on you if Trump does tariffs is not effective. A lot of people like it that Trump is going to take on the Chinese. He took on the Mexican government with NAFTA. And he's going to take on some of these American companies who think they can essentially do business an inch over the border, then claim to be great American companies. He's going to expose them and go after them. It's the game plan back to 2016. That's how he won. These forgotten towns that America abandoned. NAFTA was a big example. All right, I mentioned Catholics, too. We played you the ladies on The View talking about being good Catholics. Let me take Jennifer. Then we have Jeff Van Drew. Hey, Jennifer in Montgomery County, thanks for joining us. Jennifer, are you there? All right, I'll put you on hold, Jennifer. Congressman Jeff Van Drew will be with us momentarily here. 855-839-1210. We'll catch up with him and we'll find out several things going on with the president, where we are, and exactly what he thinks happens next. Side question today is hit us with a life you'd rather live other than your own due to Elon Musk and the world gawking at him yesterday here in Delco. All right, Congressman Jeff Van Drew's here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's always good to be with you, Dom. How are you?
Good, good. We haven't talked in a while. We had a great call right before you. A guy said he'd like to be me because of the suits. And I said, wait a minute, we got Jeff Van Drew coming up. You got to give us the haberdashery secret here. Where does Jeff Van Drew?
Is it a custom tailor in Atlantic City?
Is it a custom tailor? Is it Atlantic City? Is it where the heck is all those suits coming from?
Believe it or not, they're not all fancy. I mean, I bought them at Men's Warehouse. I have bought them from. I do have somebody that can make my suits as well. It's a combination of everything. You know, I just like to have a little fun with it. You know, I don't mind wearing suits. I'll tell you why. They always match. So when you're doing that, you'll never usually see me with a sport coat and, you know, a different contrasting pair of pants. That's more complicated. So you got a nice suit, a nice tie, you're done.
That's a good tip. Now, I'm not a fan, I got to tell you. I mean, I try to be honest here, and I don't want to draw you into it. I'll say for myself, I get that Trump was an iconoclast breaking through with it. The suits look kind of boxy at times. The ties, okay, I get that. He had a nice one.
Jeff,
on
when
Fox
you're in the presence
press.
Of the former president, do you wear an extra long tie?
You know what? It's his trademark, though. So you got to – he's a big guy. You know, the one thing that we forget sometimes, and when I'm with him, I remember, I mean, I'm just, you know, like I'm 5 foot eight and a half, you know. And this guy's a tall, just big presence. And I think, you know, he can pull it off with the long tie. But he does wear them longer than I do. No, I don't change. And sometimes I – you know, in fact, I made sure at the Republican National Convention since, you know, my opponents always like to say, oh, Van Drew's just trying to be exactly like Trump, blah, 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 you know. And so I wore a gold tie, you know, when I spoke to you. Yeah, I didn't wear the red tie, just to be a little bit different.
Okay.
I'll put anything together. Look, today I'm wearing a purple suit, you know, and I like it a lot. Purple suit, pink tie. You got to be confident
purple
in your manhood.
Suit.
Oh, man, yes. Well, you know, you mentioned the magic word here that gives me the segue I was looking for, Jeff. Manhood. The president did an interview with Tyrus, And I don't think Trump is putting it out. It's natural. You can't fake this sort of stuff. But he has broken through with men across the board, particularly black and Latino men, and the other side doesn't know what to do. How do you see how this is playing out? Why? What is it? The strategy of going on with all these podcasters, that helps to reach an audience.
It does. So he has reached out all the way back to the days when he went to the South Bronx. I mean, he's not afraid to go into New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, obviously. And he look, you know, here's the deal. And when I talk with folks, when I'm in Atlantic City or Pleasantville or, you know, some of my communities that are by far vast majority African-American, is it really good what the Democrats have done? Look at our cities. Now, those that think that the majority of black people don't care about crime are wrong. Black people, black moms and dads want their kids to be safe as well. Those that believe that black people want to be relegated to public housing and depending on the government are wrong. They don't want to. They want to be able to succeed. And the way to succeed is to make sure they're getting the opportunities that they need to have. And that's through a good, robust economy and a good educational system. I would maintain this. In many of our urban areas, you know, there some of what is called education is not. We don't want to lower the bar for anybody, white, black, especially. We want to raise everybody. That's what America does. It raises people up. It brings them up. It makes them, you know, reach for excellence, reach for the brass ring. And I think black men are getting tired of it. Their families are broken up. They're typecast a certain way. You know, here's an example. African-American man who's a black leader in the Atlantic County area was telling me the other day that, you know, back in the 60s and in the 50s, there were way more small businesses, local businesses that were owned by black people, by African-Americans, way more than there are now. This is the result of the Democratic policies. Black people don't want to just lean on government. They just don't want to be the wards of the state. They want a part of the American dream. And our cities haven't given that to them. And I think maybe finally.
Yeah,
saying,
well,
you know what?
Jeff, I would agree with you on all of it, just with one proviso, though. Republicans have always stood for these things. It's the secret sauce is Trump breaking through. And my hope is post-Trump, that will be cemented by what he's doing and his persona, that you'll be able to continue on this and we'll have whole new, we'll be the party of working people.
I agree. And I didn't mean in any way to indicate that President Trump wasn't the son, you know, that broke the ceiling as you would on this. I mean, he obviously has, because he has reached out and he has, you know, made sure to connect with those people and let them know that he's there for them. And he, you know, he's from New York City. He speaks the language. He understands. And I think black men particularly really appreciate that. And I don't think they appreciate many of them. Kamala, we're going to win this thing. And we're going to win it by everybody coming together.
Without a doubt, any conversation with the president in broad terms of how he's feeling? Is there a particular thing he's zoning in on?
No, he's zoning in on winning right now. That's what we're all doing. It's what I'm doing in my congressional race in my district. It's what he's doing in the presidential race. It's what this is what, you know, the next 2.5 weeks are about. It's about winning and making sure we don't leave any stone unturned, that we never let anything go and make sure to just get it all the way to the finish line. You don't relax in this business until the last minute of the last day of the election. And then you wait for the results, and then you declare victory. And that's what I think we're going to do.
Jeff, are you in on this part? I know you've been out there on the policy stuff and talking with Trump and getting him the Wildwood and all. We just had somebody on again today. I got to say, in my view, for listeners, the Republican Party, for turning out the vote, mail-in ballot, and for election integrity, it's impressive what's going on here in Pennsylvania. I feel very good that they've caught up on this issue, and we're not going to see what happened in 2020.
I agree. And they've got teams of people working on it, attorneys, others, advocates. This is something very early on, way before the convention, we're already working on, number one. Secondly, I just want to say one thing. Early voting, many Republicans and conservatives do not like voting by mail. That's okay. I'm here to tell you that's okay. But vote early. on the machine. I want everybody, because I've been advocating for this in, you know, the state of New Jersey. We're having rallies for early voting. We're having people having a good time, having something to eat, and going out and voting early across the district and across, you know, I have the biggest district in the state, but besides my district, across the whole state, I've been working with Chairman. I want everybody that's listening to you, if they haven't voted by mail, and I'm not saying they should, I'm not making them do that because they don't like it, some folks, vote early on the machine, the exact same machine that you use on election day. It's the same type of machine. And if you look up online in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, wherever you are, where you hail from, you can just find it. Early voting, name your community, and they have multiple locations. It's not the same location that you vote on election day, but it's very close to you. They make sure to have them within reach. That's the same thing. That helps us. And here's it real quick, Dom. We have 14 hours on election day to get out those votes of people who have just, for whatever reason, they're working a double shift, they had a fight with their spouse, whatever it is, and they're not focusing on the election. And believe it or not, there are people that don't and forget to vote, even on elections like this. So we can focus in on them in 14 hours. If we are calling everybody on election day because we don't know who voted and didn't vote, we're not going to get to everybody. Vote early on the machine.
All right, one last thing, though. What is it we can do for Jeff Andrew? Nobody has been more of a friend to this show, and nobody has been a better connoisseur of suits and scotch, and nobody has given us more insight into President Trump, ties and all. So what's the best thing to help you in this election?
Well, I want everybody to know I may wear some nice suits, but I'm not a fancy ass, I just appreciate everything that everybody has done for me. We've had so much support. And this is what I would say, getting serious for a minute. You know, I appreciate throwing up a sign for me. I appreciate some people that send in some money. We have more low-dollar donations than any other member of Congress in the state of New Jersey. Regular folks, working folks that believe in my campaign, believe what we're doing, pray for me. And I mean that. All joking aside, pray for me, pray for Congress. Pray for the president. We are at the precipice. This is a time whether we determine whether we are going to continue to live the American dream, whether we are going to be the republic. Benjamin Franklin said, when they asked him after he was done with the Constitution, what do we have, an oligarchy, a monarchy, whatever? And he turned to them and he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a republic if you can keep it. We are in that ultimate test right now as you and I speak. I want to keep it. You want to keep it. We must keep it. So let's fight for it.
Jeff, thank you very much. It's an honor that we, over the years, have had you on in this manner. It's going to be a great 2025 as we continue.
It is. And Dom, I appreciate your work and your advocacy. And you, in the media, with such a big audience, getting the truth out and telling the truth. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, Jeff Andrew here on Talk Radio 1210. He's kind of right, that mixing and matching stuff. One is a suit, you just put it on with the other. You got to do all kinds of things, you know, when the pants are not the same as the jacket, the same color and all that. It can work, but, you know, I'm just saying the Hannity Show might want to take a few tips from Jeff Andrew. How many nights can you wear the black jacket with the suit that looks like it's Photoshopped?
Come on, man. He's got to, get some color in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I just said that I have an Eagles green suit that I love.
Oh, man, wait a minute. We got to get pictures of that. You got to put them up on Twitter.
Yeah, apparently I didn't take any pictures at the wedding.
What kind of tie do you wear with that?
Did Dan go to the wedding? I wore so I had a change of clothes. It was an outdoor wedding in South Carolina, so you knew it was going to be hot.
Right.
I started in a white shirt for pictures and all, right?
Yeah.
A white shirt with a black tie and then the green suit.
That's good, yeah.
And then as it got hotter, I took off the tie, and as I started sweating through the white shirt, I switched into a black shirt without a tie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like the black shirt type of thing. Yeah. It hides all evils there, yes. All right. Let me go to Jennifer. We went to her before. Sorry about that, Jen. Hey, Jen, thanks for calling in to Montgomery County. What's on your mind today?
Well, thanks so much, Don. It's really an honor to speak with you. I've listened to your show for a long time. My parents listened to it as well, so it is really cool. So I'm a young Catholic voter. I've been pro-Trump from the get-go, and it's just what amazes me, and I think the problem is, the same old arguments have been going on from, you know, Christians, my Catholic friends say, how can you vote for him? He's a terrible person. He's a cheater, blah, blah, blah. And my response and what I've been trying to do is just say, you know, have you read the Bible? right? Like it's a book about sinners that, despite their flaws, are vessels for grace. And I think that's the number one point for people to push when they say, well, I don't like what he is. It, you know, just stop, you know, and you're not, you don't get to see the softer side of them, right? Because all you see is negative, and that's been going on for years. And I think that's just, I mean, that's the devil's playbook, is to divide people. But I think that's key to getting more of the Catholic vote. And then on the opposite side of that, right, going on the offensive side with, you know, have you seen what Kamala said about the Knights of Columbus? You know, she you know, questioned
disqualifier.
Somebody.
It was a disqualifier to be a judge, in her view.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I've mentioned that to people, and they say, well, that can't be true. I'll send you an article, right? But I think that, you know, this combination of things are just, you know, some maybe tools to use. But again, it's just frustrating. It's the same old stuff. He's a cheater. He's that. It's like, okay. And, you know, you're such a saint, right? Like, have you read about King David? And yet he wrote the Psalms, right? I mean, the 23rd Psalm, my goodness. We hear that at funerals of, you know, non-Christians.
Yeah,
you know? So
exactly.
That's just my two cents. Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. I'm glad you called in. Whose life, if not your life, who would you like to lead that life?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Side question today, because of Elon Musk. Is there somebody else's life you think would be cool, would be fabulous, would be significant?
What kind of life? I don't quite understand that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay, Jen. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks very much. Yeah, it's a side question today. I'm sorry. I didn't want to put her on the spot. I'll keep repeating it. So in honor of Elon Musk being there yesterday, and we'll talk to our buddy Fisher.
I got to do it
Fisher
anyway,
Pine
even though she was very nice.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to Fisher Pine, Leslie of Bryn Mawr, about what went on. Hit us with somebody's life who you think would be exciting, significant, et cetera. I'm happy with the Teddy Roosevelt, even though I don't agree with his politics per se. There were a lot of other things there that I see that would be impactful, because to me, that's the greatest thing in the world, being president. I got to admit it. All these other things pale in comparison, you know. And that's why Trump is a billionaire multiple times over, et cetera. Why do you want to be president? He knows. There's nothing like it. The ability to, well, he talked about one. The Archbishop called up, or the Cardinal. Catholic school's gone under. Trump last night says, how much do you need? $1.7 billion in 15 minutes. I don't know if I'm really on board with that, but that's the power that you have. Okay. Coming up, we'll play you. Oh, another endorsement. Maxim magazine endorses President Trump. Now, this is part of another mail demo here that I don't know if they've endorsed Republicans before. I don't think so. But you're seeing a groundswell of this.
It's a smart business move from Maxim there.
Yeah, but their readers are reading why they're endorsing Trump, and the reasons are it accompanied an image of Trump sitting in a Lamborghini, 1997, apparently is one of the most expensive. You know, look, they have visions of grandeur, people that read Maxim. It's not Playboy.
The thing is, like, nobody reads Maxim anymore.
Well, I don't know about that. They're still in business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a political, like, they know that their readers that they have still are probably going to vote Trump anyway. So if they endorse Trump now, everyone's going to be talking about Maxim again.
Well.
So good on them.
Well, it indicates, though, where the momentum is going. And with Harris, it's the age-old thing. The longer it goes on with her, if you can just keep it going, there's something about her that starts to, it doesn't blow up. It just kind of fizzles. That's the stage we're in now. 855-839-1210. More calls coming up here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. I see you all over Twitter, and we had this yesterday. We're going to take you inside it. Or was it the day before, really? This letter going out there to apparent Trump supporters. One person on Twitter says even in Tony Penn Valley, threatening them. Saying, I take it as a direct offense that you are changing America, making me live under a dictatorship. I'm kind of paraphrasing. You do this at your own peril. And it's sent to Trump supporters, particularly public officials. We're going to talk to Kevin Kelly, who's one of the people heading up Election Day in Pennsylvania for Trump in Philadelphia. These are the guys, Joe DeFelice and Kevin Kelly, that if we do well in Philadelphia, think of what Presler does. These guys are every bit as good at what they do, which is not allowing Philadelphia to run rampant over us. So we'll hear from him at 2 o'clock about these letters going out. Philadelphia Inquirer hasn't written about them yet. Yes, they're too busy finding something else about Trump that's annoying. Here are the top five Trump jokes, though, from last night. I meant to tease these several times. Some things were lame last night. You know, he was up there quite a while. This is cut 22 at the Al Smith dinner. Here's some of the better Trump stuff last night.
I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods, but then I met Tim Walz.
Oh.
Well, I'd better wrap up because Mayor Adams told me earlier that I needed to make this one very quick, especially the city has reserved this room for a large group of illegal aliens coming in from Texas.
And that was good.
There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me.
That was the most cutting line of the night. And it gets back to this manhood thing. And whatever it is that has dawned here, you're seeing men respond to this. Some of it's Trump. Some of it is, you know, things are a tipping point. You don't see them until they're apparent. And that's what he was getting off. And imagine, they thought the antidote to this was to put Tim Walz out there.
A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. Just keep him away. That's a nasty one.
I deserved a lot more lamp. This guy is getting away with murder. And guess who said this? He's getting away with murder. I don't know if I can get him on before the election. People might go nuts again. Bill Maher. I saw, and I don't know if it's part of tonight's show or not, was talking about, yo, I thought we were supposed to, the Me Too movement, where he has a lot of friends who got caught up in this. We're supposed to believe women. Well, this woman and a lot of bystanders said it's not the nanny, it's somebody else, and he slugged her. How does this guy parade around talking about spin classes and the new male? Might go easy on that with the nanny background. No, I think that joke is completely appropriate. Here is the Chuck Schumer joke. And I thought Schumer, yeah, gets it. I don't think Schumer is as woke as a lot of these Democrats.
Is here looking very glum. This day looks glum. It looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
All right. I don't know what got the biggest laugh of the night. You know, this is supposed to be rather tame, this stuff, and Trump's weren't. But I thought every one of those was very good, particularly their wives and their lovers. Let's go to David in Center City before we get to Leslie about her meeting with Elon Musk yesterday. David, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dom. Okay. There was an Uber driver that called in about a half an hour ago.
Yes.
And he said about the different areas around the city, including
yes.
in the city, where he saw Trump signs versus Kamala signs. Let me tell you, I live in Center City. I wouldn't dare put a Trump sign in my window, put a bumper sticker saying Trump, unless I wanted to get my car keyed. Okay? I'm not saying that every Democrat is going to do that, but it takes about maybe 5% of people mm-hmm. that would actually do such
well,
a thing.
Well, but David, to your point, I could see in Philadelphia, I met many neighborhoods, you're right. But I do think on the main line, I don't think that's Trump country anymore. I think these people are part of the Democrat elite, pretty much. At least they don't like Trump.
Well, the truth is, I've been driving out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't nearly see as many signs for Kamala as I saw for, let's say, 4 years ago, Biden-Harris. So when I don't see a sign in a front yard for Harris, Kamala, then I have to assume that these are crypto Trump voters.
All right. I'm not assuming that. I'm telling you, the main line. Well, where's Leslie at? She's coming up. Leslie or Bryn Mawr. That's definitely the main line. No, I think a lot of them despise Trump. They're like these Republicans that we saw, Christine Todd Whitman and people like that. They're better than Trump. They're better than this rabble he's assembled. But if you get into other areas that are kind of mixed, yes, it's true. Some people might be afraid to put up the sign or the bumper sticker. Well, I didn't know that. All right, 855-839-1210. So Leslie is one of the all-time just unbelievable people and callers in talk radio. Yesterday, she told us she was going to meet, she was going to the Elon Musk event in Folsom at the high school there. And somehow or another, we'll play you coming up.
She's like bantering.
She asked about the deep state. Then after that, she's bantering back and forth with amazing. Elon Musk. I think she was carrying Elon Musk because an hour, you know, of just that. That's, you know, the allure that this is the richest man in the world. After a while, he's not Trump. I didn't hear much humor there.
You know what it sounds like? Is when you and Leslie sometimes have a slight disagreement. And
okay. Oh, yeah.
It was great. It was like you were up there on stage instead of Elon. And
yeah, I should have called her up. She could have helped carry another half hour there, I think. And it's the accent, too. It's the whole approach. We'll play you a little bit of it. Then she's going to tell us what that was like if you were there. We'd love to hear from you. He's in Oaks tonight. I'm waiting to see where he lands in Philly. That's the one I want to go to. Don't know if it'll be on Saturday or Sunday because we got the big Fryer event, McDonald's and Trump. We're waiting with bated breath to hear where Trump's going to be cooking those French fries. Remember, 38 minutes is the over and under. I think Dan thought 40 at one point. The more he looks at Trump now, the more he's thinking, oh, man, that 38 might be too high. We need a clock on there.
Still riding the over here.
You're still? Oh, I don't think so. I mean, actually cooking them, not just back there telling the guys about French fries.
Yeah. He's going to be on the fryer, he's going to be on the grill, and like I said,
the question becomes
the ice cream.
And this is where it comes, where my under comes from now. It's a really thought out under. The guy wears makeup for cameras, right?
Well, true.
And you think of the people that do fry cooks, is a lot of times they develop acne and such, and I would assume that's because grease gets on their face. So what is the amount of time that it takes for the grease to develop to the point where Trump feels that his makeup's going to be affected? That's when I think he pulls the plug.
I don't know if he wears it for cameras. I think he does the orange because he thinks it looks good, too,
just
in addition to the cameras.
I agree
with
that.
It's a tan. Yeah.
Wakes up in the morning.
I've seen it up close, and he doesn't...
Is that like an everyday thing you got to do, or is it like a
spray thing? Yeah, and he doesn't get close enough to your eyes. I'm looking at it right now, and there's a little squirrel eye type of thing that goes on. Yeah.
Stops at its
chin. After The View, I've noticed he has started... Ever since Sonny Hostin brought that up, I have noticed some better blending.
Better blending.
Yeah.
The hair, though... Every American should have a chance to see the hair up close, standing and looking down on it. It is a work of art to be able to put that together. It is stunning. All right, so Leslie with Elon Musk. You can't write this stuff. She's next. Hey, for years I've talked about the health benefits of Rescue Natural Supplements after making their omega-3s a part of my daily routine. From supporting heart health to providing pain relief, they provide those essential nutrients that impact our bodies in so many ways. So, listen to this recent comment from Carol. She says, triglycerides are at an all-time low. It increased my well-being, while joint pains and muscle aches have decreased too. People like Carol have trusted Rescue with their health goals. And now it's your turn. For a limited time, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any of the 7 Rescue Omega-3s. Call 800-26-ALIVE. 800-262-5483, or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, O-M-E-G-A 50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega 3 absolutely free. Again, this special radio offer, call 800-26-ALIVE. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Before we go to Leslie, we got a line, allegedly, on where President Trump is going to be. Someone just texted it to me. The Bucks County Courier-Times says he will be at 334 East Street Road out there in Lower Southampton, Bucks County. That McDonald's in the early afternoon, according to sources. So they're still going to Bucks County. I thought he was going to go to Northeast Philly, or even better, South Philly. There's got to be a McDonald's right down there near Marconi. I don't know. Yeah, I think they're going to do well in Bucks County. Don't know why that one. We'll see if that holds up, though. I wonder if people are going to go there on the hopes of this. All we know is early afternoon. We don't have a time yet. All right, here is...
We're not doing on Oregon Avenue.
Yeah, there's several of them down there. Here is yesterday. Leslie told us she was going over to Folsom, the high school. Elon Musk, world's richest man. And she asked him about shadow governments in the middle. Oh, playing right. There was a lot of conspiracy with Elon. Here's how it sounded.
So my question is, do you think there is a shadow government behind the Biden-Harris administration?
Let me put it this way. It's not Biden. We know that for a fact. Okay. The dude's like barely got two functional neurons. So, you know, it's like, and he just seems to be at the beach a lot. And
so
he's obviously not in charge. So, when the polls started going low on Biden, he was saying, oh, he's staying in the race. But then I guess the real powers that be told him he's not, you know?
It's like, who is it that's behind him? We know Obama, okay? But Obama...
people are yelling BlackRock.
I mean, I'm just as curious as you are.
God.
You know, it is
conspiracy.
As far as I can determine, there isn't any one sort of puppet master. It's more like there's 1,000 or, I don't know, a lot. But I mean, I'd like to talk to them to understand more about, listen, what are your goals, puppet masters? I'm just curious. I mean, maybe I agree with some of them. It's possible. But it's just obvious that Biden's not in charge. It's obvious that Kamala's not in charge. I mean, Kamala's, they just replaced the Biden puppet with the Kamala puppet. Very obviously. And it's, you can tell, like, if the teleprompter stops working, then the puppet breaks. And it's like, oh.
All right, well, let me go to Leslie and Bryn Mawr. So, Leslie, big moment. You're going back and forth with the world's richest man. Were you thinking of hitting up anything else, like a personal question there?
Aloha. no, a personal question was not. I wrote that question down before I left the house, and I picked up my friend Marianne, and we're driving. She said, "Are you going to ask a question?" I said, "Of course I am." I couldn't wait to, and I showed her the question. And she's like, "Are you really going to ask him that?" I'm like, "Yeah, I am. If I get the opportunity, I am going to ask him." So it was a great event. I guess 400, 450 were there. It was in their auditorium. And it was a very rowdy crowd many times during when he was speaking and answering questions. As you saw when I asked them shouting out, which is why I was going to say more about, you know, we know it's Obama, but Obama's just one person. Who else do you think is there? But the crowd just started to shout out so much that I just kind of dropped off the question, you know, to finish it. But so much fun.
Oh, absolutely. When I saw you last night, you didn't even tell us. I was shocked, and you were bantering back and forth with them. So I saw a number of high school kids there, whether they're voters or not. You made mention somewhere, I think, and you were right. It's smart to hold it at a school, even a college campus, with him, with those type of voters. What's the net impact once it wears off on you? Wow, this is the world's richest man by a whole lot. What does he help with?
Well, to be honest, when I've had the experience of going back and forth with Dom Giordano and Rich Scioli, Elon Musk was a piece of cake. So, you know, it was surreal talking to Elon Musk, you know, and he made eye contact and he was very, you know, all of his answers. And he had some tough questions. I don't know if you actually watched the live stream.
No, what was the tough question?
There were questions on Israel, which was right after mine. and, you know, how it should be handled. And I'm sorry, it was right before my question. And there was a gentleman that stood up, and he mentioned his name, and he's a, you know, Republican muckety-muck, and he was going on about how they did factually find voting fraud in the last election.
And so let me jump in on that. I hate to be the spoiler in here and see what you think, Leslie. You know how I feel about that. You know, you get people wound up and saying all that stuff. Does that help us to get people to buy in and win this time? You know what I mean? I don't see that's
no,
the part.
I would agree. It was not well received.
Oh, good.
It was nice to hear that, yes, there was voter fraud, and it has been confirmed, and that it's now at the Supreme Court. But the guy kind of was taking pot shots at who was seated in the front row, and Dave White happened to be one of those people. And I spoke to Dave White last night also. He'd love to come on the show. So,
sure. We love the guy. You know, has he changed on abortion, though? That's the only thing that I got to say, Leslie. You see how damaging this is. I mean, that's the thing holding Dave McCormick back a little bit, even though I think he's in the right spot now. And I think it's sunk Ron DeSantis. You go too far on this, you're done.
Yeah. So with Elon on the guy that was going on about the voter fraud scenario.
Yes.
He really stepped back from that. He said, you know, because the crowd started to get a little wily.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, you know, we're here to get voter registration and votes going, and we don't want to discourage people from voting. So, you know, and that pretty much, I think, was the end of the program after that. I think that it was shortly after that. I don't recall if he took another question after that.
No, that's exactly the right position. So, Leslie, he's going to be in Oaks tonight. Do we know yet where he's going to be in Philadelphia over the weekend?
I thought, everything I've seen keeps saying he's going to be in Philadelphia.
Oh, I thought it was Oaks tonight. No?
No, you should go on and register.
We'll have to, guys, if you could take a look at that. And the best place to go.
Yeah, 7 p.m. Philadelphia. I haven't seen Oaks anywhere.
Oh, okay. All right. I've read that in a couple places. I don't know where, and we don't have the location, though.
I don't think they'll give it to you until you register, because
okay.
I think they're only allowing Republicans.
Okay. Well, Leslie, look, I don't know. You may be the caller of the year this year. You're definitely in the running, but you are the questioner of the year. This is shocking to get back and forth and to handle it so nonchalantly with Elon Musk, of all people.
Yes. And you know what? A lot of people have picked up on it on Twitter. Cat Turd even tweeted his answer to that question, you know, and it's making a lot of Twitter fodder.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's kind of fun to watch.
I think it's the accent. It's all in the style. That's what did it with Elon. We loved
it. I don't know if you heard that I opened with congratulating him on the redocking of the spaceship.
Yes, we didn't play
and
that part.
He really liked that. And you know, at first he just said thank you. And then he kind of like lit up a little bit and went on about talking about it. And he's like a kid when he talks about the rockets and the you know,
Delaware
and he just,
County. And I want to say congratulations on the successful redocking of your...
Thank you.
Thank you. And
thanks.
I'm going to go...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was a great week.
That is one of a kind, Leslie. It is staggering. Shooting it off into space, but bringing it back and redocking it, you don't see that every day.
Oh, and it was incredible to watch. I watched it, when it happened. And he described it, the Karate Kid using the chopsticks, grabbing the fly in the air.
That's exactly what
it was. Such a great, it was very cool.
Leslie,
so,
great weekend.
It was
Thank
fun.
You, as always. Thank you. Congratulations. Well done.
Thanks.
All right.
Have a good one.
Leslie of Bryn Mawr there. I mean, Elon Musk, what a campaign. Our own Leslie there with Elon Musk. All right, 855-839-1210. Coming to some more of you at 2 o'clock. We'll get to these threatening letters going out to Republicans with our buddy Kevin Kelly. Got a lot more, too, that's breaking right now here on Talk Radio 1210. Let's talk about FanDuel. The NFL season continues on, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You'll get started with $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. You have the Eagles this weekend against the Giants, right? And you got to go over. Well, maybe you don't. I mean, I could go either way on this. It's an interesting bet. Saquon Barkley is going to be fired up for the Giants, but are the Giants going to key on him? I think they're going to key on him. So I would go under rushing yards, over passing yards for A.J. Brown. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M. You can make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. We'll talk with Kevin Kelly. Some of you have been sending me all over the place on Twitter, too, these threatening letters. Again, you know the policy on this. We got to go to the ends of the earth. These people making threats on either side. There's got to be more prosecution of this stuff. He'll break that down, what he thinks is happening with it, and it was at Republican officials that we first saw it in the suburbs. Now it appears to be all over the place. I wonder if Al Schmitz, who's going to be back on the show, I wonder if he's investigating this. You know, since this is so prominent, we may, Henry, feel free to ask him because this is so overwhelming to come on next week. Because the task force, he told us, would investigate these things that are violent. This is definitively violent. Robert and Ben Salem's next. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys again. I just wanted to say to Leslie, well played, my dear, well played.
Oh, God, boy, our listeners, man. You know, we should have had the whole row. You, the Earl of Tacony, Leslie, and then stands up Joe of Exton with Elon Musk.
theme music
for each of you, too, yes.
Well, it would have either been a great show or we all would have been escorted out. But either
oh,
way,
my God. Fun. Yes.
Do you like irony, Dom?
Yes, sure.
When Kamala comes into office, she spent her first 2 years trying to kill the filibuster. Now that she has to answer tough questions, all she does is filibuster.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And not well. Like, she's not skillful at it. You know, there's nothing about it. It's not easy to push through.
I thought there was one thing that she didn't try to flip-flop on, but I guess now she likes to filibuster in addition to the wall. But I'll get to my side question. I did some research on this guy, but I couldn't find his real name in the commercial. But I really liked the most interesting man in the world. The only thing that I could find was that the actor who portrayed his name was Jonathan Goldsmith. But I just thought that he had that adventurous wrestling bears, all that stuff. All the stuff that guys, you know, dream about, but I just thought that would be a good out of the box.
Oh, that is a great one. Man. You're talking about the original one because then when they put the knockoff in, yeah, we had to put our foot down. The original guy carried that so well.
So, Dom, I hope you guys have a great weekend. And one more thing, stay thirsty, my friends.
Oh, God. What a call. Beautifully done. Gusecki. Then they replaced him with a guy. It was a knockoff. I don't know why they replaced him. You know, it was on forever. And the guy carried it off, just the outrageousness of the whole thing.
Yeah,
it was beautifully done. He just had that style that worked with it. Okay, Kevin Kelly's in the on-deck circle, longtime friend. We've played for you over the years. One of my all-time great moments, the Romney election. Kevin Kelly trying to get into the polls in Philadelphia and Alani, a 75, 74-year-old African-American woman who was the Republican observer. And live on the air, they're telling him, I don't care what you do. She's not getting the chair. In fact, she's not even getting in. And this guy is not the type of guy you want to mess around with. This is what they face in Philadelphia. Are they ready for it? But mainly, we're going to talk about this threatening letter that's out there to Trump supporters. Is Al Schmidt moving heaven and earth to look into this? You do this at your own peril if you're voting for Trump, is one of the ominous lines. And we have a big Dom's Money Melody today. All that here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.